Chapter 2 Grandpa Charlie's funeral was held on a cloudless morning in early February at the Church of St. Mary's and St. Michael's on Jubilee Street. Once the choir had filed into their places, there was standing room only, and even Mr. Salmon, wearing a long black coat and deep-brimmed black hat, was among those who were to be found huddled at the back. When Charlie wheeled the brand-new barrow onto his grandpa's pitch the following morning, Mr. Dunkley came out of the fish-and-chip shop to admire the new acquisition.
"It can carry almost twice as much as my grandpa's old barrow," Charlie told him. "What's more, I only own 19 and 6 on it."
By the end of the week, Charlie had discovered that his barrow was still half full of stale food that nobody wanted. Even Sal and Kitty turned up their noses when he offered them such delicacies as black bananas and bruised peaches. It took several weeks before the new trader was able to work out roughly the quantities he needed each morning to satisfy his customers' needs, and still longer to realise that those needs would vary from day to day. It was a Saturday morning, after Charlie had collected his produce from the market and was on his way back to Whitechapel, that he heard the raucous cry.
"British troops slain on the Somme!"
shouted out the boy who stood on the corner of Covent Garden, waving a paper high above his head. Charlie parted with a halfpenny in exchange for the Daily Chronicle, then sat on the pavement and started to read, picking out the words he recognised. He learned of the death of thousands of British troops who had been involved in a combined operation with the French against Kaiser Bill's army. The ill-fated exchange had ended in disaster. General Haig had predicted an advance of 4,000 yards a day, but it had ended in retreat. The cry of, "We'll all be home for Christmas," now seemed an idle boast. Charlie threw the paper in the gutter. No German would kill his dad. Of that he felt certain. Though lately, he had begun to feel guilty about his own war efforts, since Grace had signed up for a spell in the hospital tents a mere half-mile behind the front line. Although Grace wrote to Charlie every month, she was unable to supply any news on the whereabouts of their father.
"There are 500,000 soldiers out here," she explained, "and cold, wet and hungry..."